Well, on the radio, it's our pleasure to listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
I'm fine, thanks, Howard. I hope you are too.
Yeah, well, it's interesting times. Here in continental Europe, we're moving further into the Brexit transition period. And let's look now at the importance of lawful residents today. So first of all, Bill, we often talk about residents in our weekly discussions, but it's usually from a tax angle. Is there any difference between lawful residents and a tax resident?
That's a very good question, Howard. There is a key difference. Under the law, there is a key difference between what is lawful residence and what is residence for tax purposes. I mean, obviously, residence within the EU is a key topic of concern at the moment, with Brexit underway and the clock now seriously ticking down to the end of the transition period on the 31st of December. We've had lots of inquiries from UK nationals who are necessarily taking steps to try and cement their residence position this year before the rules possibly change more significantly than we might have expected in 2021. But addressing the difference between the concept of residence, lawful residence is where you have rights as a national of one country to live and work in another country. Tax residence is the country which has the taxing rights over your worldwide income, gains and wealth, and may govern where your estate taxes are paid to. So the lawful residence is about where you have a right as a national of one country to live and work in another. As at the moment, the freedom of movement under the EU guarantees that to British nationals to be able to live and work in another EU territory. Tax residence is then defined by the periods of time that they spend in that country, the country which has therefore got the rights over your income, your gains, and your other wealth and estate taxes.
So let's focus on lawful residents now. While nothing changes this year, from 2021, UK nationals will lose their automatic freedom of movement within the EU, won't they?
They're going to. I mean, UK nationals without what's called settled status will lose that what they've enjoyed since the EU came into being, that automatic freedom of movement. And UK nationals and the UK will be treated as third country, that is to say, non-EU citizens. And that means that you will only legally be able to stay in an EU member country for a relatively limited period of time in any other period over the 12 months that you're there. UK citizens will still, of course, one would assume, be able to acquire residency, but under as yet unknown rules and requirements. The current rules for non-EU or non-European Economic Area citizens require every individual to demonstrate that they have a base income, at least equivalent to the projected minimum wage. They have to provide evidence of health insurance, so they don't become a dependent upon the state. So, you know, there's no question that we're unsure about where we're going, but one thing I am sure about is there will be the opportunity for you to obtain resident status after the transition period. But of course, it's vitally important that you do everything in your power, if you are already a resident of an EU member state, to obtain in that member state the settled status that will mean that you have guaranteed rights for the future. Anyone who puts their rights in place before the end of this year is protected against any disturbance to those rights thereafter under the withdrawal agreement.
Yeah. So, Bill, if someone doesn't have a Spanish residence card, how long would they be able to spend in Spain from 2021?
Well, UK nationals who currently live in Spain or who own Spanish property, they should be reassured that very little will change whilst the Brexit transition period is underway. So they've got until the end of this year before any significant changes take place. But with much less certainty beyond 2020, and time is running out to secure your position and to lock in what the withdrawal agreement has put in place, which is guaranteed protection in terms of your resident status. If you're lawfully settled in Spain before the 31st of December this year, you can acquire guaranteed citizens' rights under the UK-EU withdrawal agreement, as I said, and that will provide you with the right to remain indefinitely and access the same social security, education, employment benefits as you do today, as long as you remain resident in Spain. You would also be entitled to existing Spanish healthcare benefits and annual cost of living increases to the UK state pension. But anyone arriving after the 31st of December may have restricted movement in Spain and be subject to a new residence regime if they are going to access similar rights. Whilst the post-Brexit residence rules are yet to be confirmed, it seems likely that the requirements may be more stringent, even if it's just a matter of additional administration, and the process will probably be more complicated than it is today.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, Bill, what benefits could the British expatriates lose if they're not lawfully resident in Spain?
Oh, well, of course, you would lose the things I've just spoken about. You would lose access to the healthcare system. You'd lose access to social and welfare payments. If you already hold, as I've said, your residence papers, whether just they're just temporary or permanent, you are considered to be lawfully settled, but you are going to be expected to apply for the new Foreigner's Identity Card, the TIE, when it becomes available. And although the withdrawal agreement allows an extra 6 months to convert the paperwork that is required for you to get this guaranteed resident status, that will be extended up until the 30th of June 2021. But frankly, don't risk any disruption by waiting until then, because the backlog and the amount of administration is already under stress. And all you don't want to happen is that your efforts are exceed the 30th of June 2021, and you find yourself without the guaranteed resident protection that is otherwise on offer.
So what do UK nationals need to do now to ensure they are lawfully resident in Spain before the end of this year?
Well, if you're already in Spain but haven't yet got that secured settled status is the key words to remember. You need to register with your local authorities as soon as possible to get your residence formally recognised. All EU and EEA nationals staying in Spain more than 3 months should apply for the temporary, that's the green residence certificate. If you spend more than 183 days in Spain, you're also obliged to register with your local municipal registry. Of course, if you meet the criteria to be tax resident, you should also have formally registered with the Spanish tax office and be submitting annual income tax and wealth tax, if that's applicable to you, as well as the Modelo 720, the reporting of your overseas assets. Temporary residents will need to reapply each year and continue meeting the conditions of residence. After 5 years of residence, you can qualify for what is known as permanent residency. Spanish citizenship is also available after 10 years. However, under the current rules, you would have to renounce your UK nationality, as Spain does not allow dual nationality.
Do we know what the new residence rules will be from 2021?
Unfortunately, we don't. I wish we did, because it would make life more certain. But this element of the negotiations, which has taken place between the UK and the European Union, has been a political football. I'm ashamed to say that, but they have used the threats on both sides of the argument about what they will or will not do to people who are foreigners living in the other member state, the Spaniards, for example, living in the UK, and the UK nationals living in Spain. They have used these people as pawns, if you like, in the negotiation game. And that isn't yet settled. And so we do need, there's lots of guarantees in place, but what you will have to do under the new residence rules post the transition period, the 31st of December, is largely unknown and could be subject to change during the ongoing negotiations between the EU and the UK.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll listen again to you on TRE in the same time next week.